It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. By the end of the month, parents and students in all schools have to fill out a form with information on what immunizations they have received or not received. Online editor Isolde Raftery requested vaccination data for each Seattle school, public and private, and she got the information from last year to find out how many kids were vaccinated, and you were a little surprised with what you found.
I was. Seattle, it turns out, mirrors what public health officials have found elsewhere in the U.S. So the more educated and wealthy the parents, the more likely they are to not vaccinate their kids. There are two private schools in Seattle where 44% of the kids aren't fully vaccinated. And of the whole student body, nearly a quarter are not vaccinated at all. So nothing. And even at certain public schools in Seattle, there are some high rates. So Pathfinder, an alternative school in West Seattle, there's 15% not fully vaccinated. Thornton Creek in View Ridge, 12%.
Now, why is it these parents don't vaccinate their kids?
You know, I think it's a combination of things, just talking to different parents. I think they're scared because they believe it's pumping chemicals into their tiny babies' bodies. Then they get fevers and parents get worried about that. And then the state believes it's because they rely on misinformation online. It's easier to read these blogs than it is to read these super wonky, dense scientific articles that support vaccination. But what really surprised me when I was talking to these parents is few of them mentioned that vaccines cause autism.
But wait a minute, Isolde. I thought that that report had been discredited.
It has been completely. That doctor was found to be a complete fraud. But so these parents do their own research, and many delay vaccines so their kids can only get one or two at a time. And a lot of parents actually end up foregoing some of these vaccines. And what I found, too, is that a lot of these parents just tend to be wary of the government and of Western medicine in general.
Well, what do public health officials have to say about these low rates of vaccination in some public schools in Seattle?
Well, they're really concerned. Paul Throne at the State Health Department said it upset him most that parents aren't making the best decisions for their kids. And he said, and I'm quoting him here, children can't decide for themselves whether to get immunized. And they're also most concerned about measles and whooping cough for now because of herd immunity.
Now, I've heard of that before, herd immunity. Now, that's when enough people are vaccinated that the virus or disease can be kept at bay. Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's absolutely it. And so different diseases require different percentage of kids being vaccinated or people being vaccinated. So measles and whooping cough, for example, are kept at bay when a high percentage of the kids are immunized, like 92 to 94%. So get this, of the nearly 70 elementary schools in Seattle, just five met the threshold for herd immunity against the measles. We're also seeing more parents not vaccinate for polio, which, as you know, is a really, really terrifying, scary illness that can cripple people for life. And between 50 to 95% need to be vaccinated for herd immunity. But still, health officials told me not enough parents are foregoing it to actually cause alarm.
So not a lot of concern about polio, but these other ones, too. Now, you also found out that parents don't even put in the paperwork. So we really don't know the full dimensions of how many kids are not getting immunization.
Right. And that actually came up as a major concern for health officials. So there are some schools in the South End, for example, where up to half the kids have no vaccine records on file. So we don't know if they're immunized or not. We just don't know.
Why aren't those kids sent home?
So Seattle Public Schools didn't tell me why, but state officials say that they believe schools are turning a blind eye because if they send those kids home, they won't get money for that individual child. And the way the education system works is that schools get money per kid based on their attendance at the beginning of the year. So if they sent them home, they'd be getting 50% fewer dollars.
Now, if kids don't turn in their paperwork, like a test or a report, they get a bad mark on it. But apparently, if parents don't put in the paperwork about vaccinations the child has gotten, there's nothing that happens to them?
Right. So the schools are actually violating the law. It's the law for them to submit this. But the state has no enforcement arm to make it happen. So they're just left with this kind of shrug of we're concerned, but they can't do anything about it.
Isolde Raftery, who's our online editor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can read more about this story at our website, kuow.org. And we've got a Facebook debate on this that's already underway. Check it out at KUOW's Facebook page.